This is the story of two sisters, Jessica Tate and Mary Campbell. Jessica lives in a neighborhood known as Rich. Jessica likes life. The only thing about life she would change, if she could, is that she would set it all to music. The Tates have more secrets than they do money. We're approaching Mary Campbell's house. Mary, too, likes life. Unfortunately, life doesn't seem to be too crazy about her. As you can see, the Campbells don't have nearly as much money as the Tates. They do, however, have as many secrets. Our story begins early one morning in Dunn's River, Connecticut.
Mornings like this, birds sing, flowers grow. All's right with the Benson. What are you cooking?
What does it look like I'm cooking?
Well, it looks like eggs.
Good, then it's eggs.
Benson, the doctor said no eggs. Mr. Tate's cholesterol level is quite high. Eggs could kill him. Therefore, we don't want to cook eggs, do we?
We do.
Benson, what am I going to do with you? Such a mind of your own. Well, I suppose just this morning it won't hurt. In fact, let's make something really special for the whole... Let's make Eggs Benedict.
Eggs Benedict? Get out of here.
We'll surprise everyone. I'll help. Oh, for the dinner party tonight, I think I'd like for you to make beef Wellington.
Forget it.
Why?
I don't like it.
But it's very good. It's Mr. Tate's favorite.
It ain't mine. I don't like it, so I ain't making it. I'm making fish.
Mr. Tate hates fish.
I know.
Well, then why are you making it?
Because I like fish more than I like Mr. Tate.
Sweetheart, we went over this last night. I cannot spend the weekend with you. How could I explain it to Jessica? I do want to be with you all the time. Yes, my little sweet potato. Sweet potato? What? No, no. Sweet potato futures are much too risky. Just stick with your blue chips. The market will move quite sharply. Right. Right. Goodbye.
Chester, business so early in the morning. You work too hard, dear.
Well, somebody has to the way this family spends money. Can't, Jessica. Carbohydrates.
Chester, I waited up for you last night. I hardly ever get to see you anymore.
I worked late. Told you.
Till 2:30?
Didn't you hear?
What?
Wasn't it on the news?
No. What wasn't on the news?
Accident. Big accident on the expressway.
Huh?
A hog truck overturned.
A hog truck?
Mm. Biggest mess I have ever seen. Traffic didn't move for hours. Dead hogs all over the road.
Chester, I know it's morning and it is light out and everything, but I was just thinking, Chester, maybe we could...
Other time, Jess. I'm exhausted from lifting all those hogs.
Lifting them?
Well, I had to, Jess. I couldn't just sit there in my car and let some old farmer move 40 dead hogs off the southbound lane all by himself.
Chester, I just never thought about you moving them.
I had to move them, Jess. If I hadn't moved them, the fire trucks couldn't have gotten through.
Fire truck?
All right. To put out the fire.
The fire?
Yes. On the fuel truck that overturned.
Chester, a fuel truck overturned?
Yes. when the hog truck hit it. You see, the hog truck hit the fuel truck, which burst into flames, and it needed the fire truck, which couldn't get through until I moved the hogs. And that's why I'm so tired, Jessica.
Where's Corinne?
Hey, Eunice, this is my room.
Your sister stole my new lavender scarf.
She's not your sister?
She probably stayed out all night again.
Hey, listen, no aggravation, huh? Tonight I have my first date. I also have a pimple. Now, what I'd like to know is why me? Why not you or anybody else in this crazy family? Everyone in this house is one way or another totally deficient as a human being, and I get the zit.
Well, maybe it's because you have the dirty mind.
Eunice, blow it out your ears.
Good morning, Major.
Hi, Gramps.
Do you read this filth?
No, Eunice, I look at the pictures.
How can you even bring it into the house?
Because I like it, Eunice. I like naked ladies. I like to look at them. I like to be near them. And someday, Eunice, given the opportunity, I would like to touch them.
You're sick.
Fine, I'm sick. Coming from a person who's never seen herself nude, I think that was great of her.
You know, you and Corinne are both exactly the same. You're both perverts. Good morning, Benson.
Here it is.
Oh, Benson, you're terrific.
Yeah, it works for everything.
Does it work for pimples?
Well, it's hard to say because it's not actually for pimples. You see, we don't get pimples. God said, I won't give them pimples. I'll just screw up their hair.
Thanks a lot, Benson.
Only one in this family worth a damn.
Yes, Capo, tell Godfather not to worry. I can arrange everything.
You see? Si, mio capo.
Facciamo tutto.
Va bene, capo.
Ci parliamo più dopo.
Morning.
Buongiorno.
What are you eating?
Fruit Loops.
Listen, Danny, I've been wanting to have a little talk with you.
Shoot.
Now, I know I'm not your father.
Right.
But I am your stepfather, and I like to think your buddy. All right. We haven't been such great buddies up till now, but there's no reason we can't start. Danny, I'm worried. We all know what you're doing. It's no secret. We weren't born yesterday. I hear those phone calls in Sicilian. Stop. Stop before it's too late. Stop before somebody gets hurt. Well, I'm sure plenty of people have been hurt already. Stop before you get blood on your hands. Real blood. Or more blood if you already got some. I don't know, Danny. Danny, leave that bunch of Italian gangsters.
There is no bunch. Boy, it gets me mad. Everyone's always picking on the Italians. Anytime they find a dead guy in Brooklyn, right away, it's the Italians. They find a body in the trunk of a guy's car, it's the Italians. Well, I'm a sick of it. I'm a sick, sick, sick.
But you're not even Italian.
Don't tell me I'm not Italian.
You're not Italian.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Listen, Bert, if you don't leave me alone, you're going to be in big trouble.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, what kind of big trouble?
This kind of trouble. See this? This is your head.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Watch this. This is your neck.
Okay. How about this? This is your spine.
These are your brains.
And this is your head.
You already did my head, you jerk. This is your heart.
You think you're so tough. about this? That was your body.
Jody, breakfast is ready.
Be quiet now, it's your mother.
If she didn't love you, if she didn't love you so much, I swear I'd kill you, Bert.
Funny, funny story.
Remind me never to serve you guys breakfast in bed.
Yeah, well, somebody must have left the window open last night and a cat got in.
A cat?
Or maybe a monkey.
A monkey?
Oh, yeah, they can wreck a place. You ever see that cage at the zoo?
A monkey. In Connecticut.
Could happen.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, what a beautiful morning. Hi, big brother.
Hiya, little brother.
Why don't you offer him some Fruit Loops? It'd be very appropriate.
Listen, you animal. I told you before, my brother is not a fruit.
He's a practical joker with a wonderful sense of humor. He likes to make people laugh.
Hey, hey, that's enough. Put your father down.
Stepfather.
Just put him down. This is like having breakfast with the Marx Brothers. Now, this morning, I want some peace and quiet. Nobody calls anybody a fruit, an animal, a jerk, anything.
Well, I'm late. I gotta go change, so you won't hear the word animal. Out of me.
Fruit out of him. Bye, Bert.
Bert, I think it's time we had a talk.
About what?
Darling, something's been troubling you. You just haven't been yourself lately.
Well, it's the boys. I don't think we're getting along.
I know you want them to like you, Bert, but that's not the problem.
I mean, I know it's been rough on them, up with their father committing suicide, us getting married, but still I thought they could replace my own sons.
That's not the problem, Bert. That's not it.
Are you kidding? Not seeing my own sons for 15 years? Do you know how hard that is?
I know, but that's not it.
15 years since you took my kids and moved to Hawaii because she decides I don't have enough class. She can do better. So she moves to Hawaii. That's where she's going to find class. Forget about it. I got news for you. You know what she found? A bunch of short, fat guys wearing loud shirts. That's what she found. So she moves to Hawaii. The music alone is enough to keep you away from that island.
That's not it. That's not the problem, Bert. Your ex-wife is not the problem.
Well, what do you mean? It's not just my wife. What about your sister and her family? They're not a problem. The high and mighty Tate's looking down on me because I work with my hands. That jerk Chester in his tweeds. A man who will jump on anything with a pulse, and he's got class. And that's why I'm not going there for dinner tonight.
You are going there for dinner tonight, Bert. Chester and Jessica are not the problem.
All right, I'll go, but only because I love you. I love you, Mary. And I haven't been able to make love to you.
That's the problem.
Well, now, I've given you all the reasons.
Those are not the reasons.
Sure, they're the reasons I lie in bed trouble over all those things.
Bert, all those things have been going on for a long time. They're not suddenly the reasons.
They're not?
They're not.
I was sure they were.
Bert, listen. When you're ready to talk, I'll be here. And I'll understand, I promise you. I love you. So there's nothing in the world so terrible that I wouldn't understand.
There's nothing you wouldn't understand. I could tell you anything, and there's nothing you wouldn't understand. I love you. How can I tell you your husband didn't commit suicide? That he didn't kill himself? That he was a criminal who did terrible things, and I killed him out of love for you. How in the world can I tell you I killed your husband and you'd understand?
Yeah,
Billy and Corinne. I want us all to have breakfast together this morning like a real family.
Corinne never comes home, Mother. I mean, does anyone even know if Corinne is still living in this house?
Oh, don't be silly, dear. Of course she's living here. Her mail comes here.
Good morning, Benson. No, thank you.
Just coffee, Benson.
Dear, it's Eggs Benedict.
Jessica, do you know the cholesterol count of that? You might just as well get a gun and put it to my head.
Now you're talking.
Benson, did you put sugar in this?
Is it sweet?
Very.
Then I guess I did.
Benson, how many times do I have to tell you I am a diabetic? I can't have sugar.
Oh, I keep thinking it's salt you can't have.
I can't have salt, either.
Ain't no salt in there.
Just get me another cup, please, and this time don't put anything in it.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. Hi, Smiley.
Grow up.
Bye, Dad. Bye, Mom. Bye, Bubbles.
Billy, breakfast.
I can't, Mom. I'm late for school. Anyway, the major is still in the shower, and if I leave now, I won't get caught in the crossfire.
Benson, is this some kind of black humor? This cup is empty.
You said don't put anything in it.
Just give me coffee, please.
That Benson has not said one word to me in 12 years.
Well, dear, it's just that you have such different interests. Oh. Dad's shooting at Mr. Kirby again.
Really, Daddy, you ought to put that old man away. He is crazy.
Eunice, your grandfather suffered a severe shock in the war, but he's not crazy.
Here we go, Dad.
At ease, man.
Everyone, say good morning to the Major.
My Major.
After breakfast, boy, maybe you'll sing a little song for me.
Daddy, dear, we don't call them boy.
Or do you call them boogies?
No, Daddy. His name is Benson.
If my gun hadn't jammed, I'd have got him this time. Damn German patrol parties.
No, it isn't a patrol party, Dad. It's our neighbor. It's Mr. Kirby.
You expect me to believe our neighbor is a Nazi?
Of course he's not a Nazi. He just drives a Mercedes.
Colonel, who is this woman?
What I'd like to know is, where does he get the bullets? Baby, it's time to go.
Yes, Janice.
Goodbye, darling. Oh, Chester, please, try to come home early tonight for dinner. Mary and Bert and the boys are coming.
Why are they coming?
That's what I say. Why are they coming? This family is bad enough. They're worse.
Shut up, Benson.
Hey, boy. Sing a little song for me. Come on, boy. Oh, the sun shines bright on my old Kentucky home.
Daddy. Nobody ate any eggs. Mm. Benson, perhaps on your day off, you'd like to take them home.
Oh, I'd sure like that, Miss Tate. We just love three-day-old eggs Benedict got in the ghetto. The little children can use them for hockey pucks.
Hi, Ma.
Hello, Corinne.
Hiya, Major.
Is it true you didn't come home last night? Your sister said you didn't come home.
It's true, Ma. It's true.
Well, who were you out with?
You don't know him.
Neither do you.
I couldn't help it, Ma. You see, there was this, accident.
Another accident?
Yeah, turkey truck overturned, and there were these turkeys all over the road.
Turkeys and hogs all in one night.
No hogs, Ma, just turkeys.
No, your father's was hogs.
Hogs and turkeys, my. Must have been a terrible night for the farmers.
Well, I'm gonna get some sleep. I'm wiped out.
Well, I guess I'll go for my tennis lesson.
Bye.
Wonderful Chester, who thinks I'm here improving my backhand.
What time is it?
Oh, almost noon. I'm afraid I have to go soon. I have to meet my sister for lunch.
All right.
Oh, Chester, sweet, wonderful Chester.
Who's Chester?
My husband. It would kill him if he knew about this.
Oh, so don't tell him.
Well, he'll know. I mean, he will take one look at my face and he'll know. Does my face look any different to you?
No.
Good.
Come on. Good old Chester's probably boffed a secretary or two in his day.
Boffed?
Yeah, Chester's a guy.
What is boffed?
It's what we just did, sweetheart.
Oh, I didn't know you called it that. To boff? That sounds like a name you'd give a puppy. Here, Buff. I just never heard that before, you know. I bet Chester has neither. You know, when Chester says to me, Jessica, what did you do today? I bet I could say to him, oh, I boffed, and he wouldn't even know what I was talking about.
Don't try it.
You probably do this all the time, but I've never done this before.
What?
Well, I mean, of course, of being married, I have done this, but I mean, it's always been with Chester's. I see, I always thought it would be more or less the same, but it is different with you. Well, I mean, basically, it's the same activity.
Babe, I've got another lesson, and you've got to go meet your friend for lunch.
My sister.
Your sister, right. Hey, not that door. That's my 12:30 lesson. The back door. For your protection, you know.
Chester.
Bye.
Thank you.
Don't mention it.
Corinne, hi.
Hi.
Will Jessica find out about Corinne and Peter? Will Corinne find out about Jessica and Peter? Will Bert tell Mary he killed her first husband? Will Billy's zit disappear before his first date? Will Benson make fish? These questions and many others will be answered on the next episode of Soap.